This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it or how you're doing, thanks very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the all-new The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Now, this portion of the program, this hour, is brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. If you're hurt in an accident, let the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah take action for you right now. Give them a call, 24-7, 877-245. 6707. And joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't make up what's going on today if you stood there with a sack of a flour and dumped it all over yourself and tried to tell somebody you were black.
Okay.
Because the president's support is shocking. It's through the roof. By the way, we just saw the rally down in Miami. You didn't see it all, but towards the middle or the end of the rally, he was talking about the coronavirus effort and the vaccine was coming and all that. And the crowd started to chant, "Fire Fauci! Fire Fauci! Fire Fauci!"
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Isn't that something? But he did it to himself.
I'll say it again. Fauci is a theorist. I mean, he has said nothing that you can drive a stake in the ground and it stays. It changes from day to day. He really now speaks in medical platitudes to the point where I'm not quite sure, but I think I could concoct a summary, and I don't have any kind of medical degree, obviously, that is the same as his, based on who asked me the question, if it's CNN or MSNBC or if it's Fox. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe I can get the same kind of slippery answers that he's giving. And I don't mean that he's slippery necessarily intentionally, but he may be. It's just that he doesn't say anything that kind of sticks. You know, it changes the next day.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to immigration, and obviously he was in a place where legal immigration is extremely popular last night, Opa-locka, because the Cubanos don't want anybody going ahead of them, the ones that are here trying to become citizens. And the Angel families yesterday, you know who they are, right?
Sure.
They slammed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because they stand 100% with Trump on the immigration because the illegals are thinking right now they're being told either directly or indirectly by somebody that if Biden gets elected within months, they're going to be getting amnesty.
Well, that's what Biden has said, which then tells us, we did amnesty once before in this country.
Yep.
And it didn't work out in our favor.
Ronald Reagan.
The Biden team has just come out and said that they will provide amnesty. I mean, there's no way around that. So it's legalized cheating. That's not acceptable.
Now, some of the pollsters yesterday came out and were starting to get skeptical and warning the Democrats that there was trouble on the horizon. Perhaps the vote may not go the way Biden thinks, because some of the other things that are going on here is younger voters, according to some of the polls are getting right now, coming right from the colleges, and one of them was Purdue University. They're starting to turn their vote over to Donald Trump versus Joe Biden.
I guess here's the deal. Florida has got, let's take Florida, for example. They already have over 8 million votes that have been tendered. Okay?
Yep.
So this really tells us that from going forward into the next general election in 2024, there has to be a real debate on how to handle all of this, because if you take Florida in the 8 million votes that have already been tendered, and we find out of you got mail problems, you've got voter registration problems, you've got the lack of ability to be able to count problems, you got this state that can count until 4 days after the election, so then you have these polls, and the polls do have some sway on undecided voters.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got things like a laptop and all things China and Biden, which came really kind of late. And then you've got people that were voting before the first debate. And they were voting in the state. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have some kind of a defined calendar of which going into 2024. Because we can't do this again.
Okay.
Like a bunch of
idiots. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we got plenty more to talk about. By the way, postal authorities are beginning to search Miami post offices for missing ballots. What's that all about? And maybe that's because they found some ballots that weren't where they're supposed to be.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, you know, I've been taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and if you're not getting enough pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature are the way to go, because they are certainly working for me. They've been doing some really good things for me. Namely, it's helped me control my blood pressure. And number two, it's also helped me lose some weight, because I'm not snacking anymore. Because when you eat these things, it's like you had enough to eat. You don't need to stuff yourself in the middle of the night like sometimes I've done. So for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak for the health coach. That's balanceofnature.com or the number 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on your order. All right, Denise Simon, founderscoven.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got our favorite question asker on the telephone, so let's go on over there. Backgammon Bob, what is on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Denise. Anyway,
hi.
I got a couple things that I noticed. I saw on Fox News they had a program. Steve Hilton had 21 points of things that Trump has accomplished, and he made a real nice listing of all the different things. And then I had done some research and went to a website called MAGAPIL or something.com, and it had a really long list. And the one concern that I had is that Trump's rallies, oh, how good they are and all that, and I don't know if they are on any of the other networks at all, or are they just on Fox News. They're more like preaching to the choir. In other words, I don't know if any of that information is getting out to anybody else but to Fox News and to Trump's audience. Okay, That's it.
All right. Well, first of all, it is, because you've got One America News Now, who I personally saw at the rally in Tampa. You had the Right Side Broadcasting, who's an internet broadcaster, I believe, who was doing a stream. You had Newsmax that was doing a stream. You had the White House that was doing a stream. So you had WhiteHouse.gov, and I believe the Donald Trump website was doing a stream. So all those people are seeing it, and CNN was actually recording it to be played later, and NBC and ABC were there, and they were doing it live because John Carl was there.
Breitbart, I mean, there are several that are doing
it. Yeah,
I
forgot them.
The only reason that CNN is doing it is they want to take some snippets.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it to air it. They're doing it to take some snippets out of things that either, one, that Trump has said, or two, that the crowd has done, that they can use against Trump.
Yep.
Okay? None of the other networks are broadcasting the rallies. None of them.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones that are doing it is Fox, and major networks, I should say.
Yep.
And Fox is not, for the most part, doing all of the rallies and in full length. I mean, you can't do it because often there's other times that there's some breaking news. But Fox is, and wherever Biden speaks, in order to be fair and balanced, they're doing the same thing. They're airing his, too. I don't know if, you saw Tucker Carlson's show last night about Biden. It was hysterical because yesterday, or the day before yesterday, twice Biden said a word or was in a sentence, and he said something that is not a word at all. It was kind of like six words all put into one.
But Dekahoff or something like that, whatever the heck it was.
And the way Tucker presented it, and then he brings on Mark Stein, and he was talking about the fact that Biden is actually speaking. I forgot what word he used, but that the Biden campaign had gone to Avis and rented a bunch of cars and put the staffers in the cars, and those are the cars.
By the way, Eric in Seminole is reminding us that YouTube broadcasts these live.
Well, I mean, it depends upon who is YouTube, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you are right, and we talked about that, Kyle and I, in hour number one, because we couldn't figure out what the hell he was trying to say either.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we had a big freedom rally in Beverly Hills over the weekend, and it started out pretty good, and then all of a sudden a Trump supporter got attacked by some counter-protesters, and the police stepped in, and they said, wait a minute, you Trump folks are having an unlawful assembly. It's an unlawful assembly because you don't have a permit to be here. So they made them go back to where they came from, wherever that was.
Now the big brouhaha is what happened to this Biden-Harris bus in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I did, too. And now we have the FBI investigating. Well, you know, give me a break.
All they did was pull up to be get a photo opportunity, and they went the same speed the bus was driving on left side, right side, and behind it. They never got in front of it, never tried to pull it over, none of that stuff. And those creeps that said, well, they wanted to run us off the road. No, they didn't.
I know, but they felt threatened.
Well, boo-hoo, wah-wah. Jeez.
Right.
Have you ever been in the middle on an interstate highway and you're in the middle lane and there's a semi in the right and a semi in the left and you're the sandwich?
Yeah. I've been surrounded by semi.
Yeah, so, you know, that's threatening, but you don't complain. You just go, okay, I think I'll step on it and get out of the way or whatever.
I mean, we've got these MAGA convoys going on all over the country. I mean, all over the country.
Tappan Zee Bridge got shut down yesterday because of all the cars that got up on the bridge.
I saw it. And people just decided to get out and have a street party.
Yep. And the Garden State Parkway, too, because they got it all tied up down there. Same thing.
Now, it's really unheard of that people are having their own rallies. Next Saturday afternoon, I was going down U.S. 19 towards Palm Harbor, U.S. 19 in Nebraska. there was a Trump rally at that intersection on all four corners, and they really were going at it, and they brought a PA system.
Yep. Yep.
So they're everywhere. Now, what other presidential candidate could ever say that that's happened for them?
None.
I mean, exactly.
None. Not one. I can't think of any, and I've been watching it for a long time. Now, the other thing is, we talked about this with the states and the electoral votes and who's doing what and how they're doing it, if it's the electors that get elected, if they're Democrats, if they're Republicans. Some states, and this came to fruition in the last election, if a Republican won the congressional district, a Republican elector went. If a Democrat won the congressional district, a Democrat went, and they had all kinds of stuff going on.
I can't get a handle on it. So I'm concerned about it because I can't get a handle on it. 16 states going into this election kind of changed some things up. And how they changed them up, and then those that were challenged legally, I haven't kept pace of it. But I'm a little concerned personally, probably because I can't answer the question. And I don't know how these electoral votes are going to end up fully being assigned.
All right, let me go over real quickly and try to get Ian in here. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind? We've got about a minute.
Yeah, two real quick points. The FBI will investigate some kind of alleged road rage thing out there in Texas.
Yeah.
But they won't look at Hunter Biden's emails. I mean, come on, this is just blatant. And as to these rallies,
yep,
there was one yesterday all day long on US 19 just south of 580 where the 19 turns by Countryside Mall. There's that, I don't know if they're familiar up here.
I am.
The pedestrian bridge that goes over 19.
Right.
With the Pinellas Trail Spur.
Mm-hmm.
The Trumpers were all up on the bridge all day long, and 19 was backed up northbound and southbound because everybody was honking the horns. I happened to live around there and heard it, and said, I wonder what's going on. So I walked over there, and there they all were, right
okay.
there.
All right, thanks, Ian. Thanks very much.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, Leo and company, before they had the big rally last night, they were doing another big car caravan down there in Miami all day long.
It's truly remarkable. I was kind of stunned that, you know, on Saturday that this one at US 19 in Nebraska was as big as it was. I mean, I was happy for it, but it was on all four corners, and they were not out there messing around. I mean, they've got a PA system. They were not only playing the music, but they were talking to drivers going by.
All righty, hold that thought, because I got to talk to you tomorrow on it when we do our election coverage. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and she will be around at her normal time. Might stretch it out a little bit if we can. I think we'll be able to tomorrow, and we're going to be, again, looking at everything all across the country tomorrow. Well, hang in there. We're coming back with our Military and Veterans News segment, and Chris Markowski coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus pandemic was front and center as both presidential candidates made some of their final stops of the campaign.
President Trump talked about the successes of his administration's policies to combat the virus at a Sunday rally in North Carolina.
All of the what we produce now, we've become a production incredible, what we're doing and what we're sending to the world, the ventilators, what we're sending to the world. I mean, we're sending things that nobody could believe, the treatments that reduce the fatality rate now. 85%. Think of it.
While former Vice President Biden laid out his COVID plan in Pennsylvania.
A plan for the full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccine when we get one. Imagine where we'd be if this president just wore a mask instead of mocked it from the beginning.
This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to serve you, and I'll tell you all about where they're at. But in the meantime, if you give them a call at 800-659-2080, schedule an appointment, take the tour, and they're going to tell you more about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you all, anybody that's considering changing their job, their occupational, or people that don't have a job yet, maybe you're coming out of the military, this applies certainly to you folks. Becoming an aviation maintenance tech is quite a career change for those that have been doing something different, but if you've got a mechanical aptitude, if you've done things that you can put up, let's say you can put a model airplane together, then you might have an opportunity to become a very highly paid and very well-trained aviation maintenance tech. Now, the first thing you need to do is take the tour of one of their 2 campuses. Now, they have a campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard in the Tampa, Florida area. And all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. It is that simple. Now, their website is NAA.edu. So check them out online. Or ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Well, over the weekend, in Niger, SEAL Team 6 went in and rescued one of the Americans that had been taken hostage, rescued the latest one, didn't pull any punches, went in there and killed the hostage takers and got our guy back. So, score one for the good guys there, but they sent a definitive message to the bad guys in Africa. By the way, President Donald Trump last week quietly met with U.S. Special Forces troops that were involved in last year's raid to kill the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and he thanked them. Certainly that was great. By the way, some officials said they've been briefed now, U.S. officials, DOD and otherwise, about the threat that may be potential retaliation for the U.S. military's killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. We've known about that for quite a while. Hopefully they're prepared for that, too. And the U.S. State Department is backing the sale of as many as 50 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters to the United Arab Emirates in an arms deal worth an estimated $10.4 billion. That's a big deal. By the way, India has resisted the pressure from the U.S. to buy some armed drones as the president is looking for another foreign policy win. Thought he might be able to get it that way with India. But India's saying, nope, we don't want the drones. Now, these would have been armed MQ-9 Reaper drones, which could really do some damage along the border there where they're having their problem with Pakistan. Now, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith echoed U.S. officials who have reportedly said they were not aware of the plan and received no actual order to accelerate the gradual pullout that they've been executing in Iraq. Now, I find that a little hard to believe that the chairman of the Armed Services Committee doesn't know that we have a plan in place to lower our troop involvement in Iraq. I think there's a little politicking going on there. By the way, a new $34 million air freight terminal open in Osan in Japan. This is to update the aged and inadequate base facilities that were there years ago. I can remember going through there, and it was old then. So I can only imagine what it's like now. But we'll see. Also, the Marine Air Station in Japan ratcheted up their exercise experiences as sirens and cobras were flying around and lockdowns were going on. Everybody had a part this year in that particular exercise, the annual base defense drills, including Marine sailors and Japanese troops, and even service members' families living in base housing got involved in it, too. Now, Al-Qaeda is still heavily embedded within the Taliban in Afghanistan, in spite of the historic U.S.-Taliban agreement early this year. A senior United Nations official told the BBC that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are kind of one-upping each other. And we'll see how that plays out. The Pentagon also released its electronic magnetic spectrum superiority strategy. We'll see how that works in the days and weeks to come. One of the main hurdles, by the way, to diagnosing long-term damage caused by mild brain injuries is the fact that MRI devices currently used in hospitals can't see the tiny changes that big jolts make in the brain. And that's true. Consequently, that's why you have TBI, traumatic brain injury.
which can happen from a number of different ways. Now, not to be forgotten is the fact that we have got an election coming up tomorrow. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. And I have to think about this because of what happened back in 2006 when I actually sat in Sarasota County in a supervisor of elections office when they were doing the counts of the votes coming in. They had an election that was too close to call. Christine Jennings against then candidate Byrne Buchanan to take the place of Kathleen Harris, who had become the Secretary of State for Congress. And I can remember watching the well-dressed attorneys from the Democratic Party sitting there, two of them, one Republican attorney and me, and they were trying to figure out how these votes were being done, how they were cast, and if there was a little water on them or, God forbid, a little blood or maybe some other stuff. They'd go, well, we can't count that because we can't tell what it is. I said, oh, really? I can tell what it is. So I'd take a look at the ballot, and sure enough, I'd be able to figure out what it was. It wouldn't be too difficult. They just didn't want to get their hands dirty. And we made sure that every military ballot that came through got counted, every single one of them. Not one vote didn't get counted. And that's what I was there for, was to ensure the fact that the veterans' vote, the military vote, would come through. And it was an honor to be there, but still, these pinheads, especially these Democrats, I mean, the stuff they were trying to pull then, I can only begin to imagine what they're going to do now. I can only begin to imagine, because they had every excuse and then some in the book, totally memorized. By the way, next hour, if you want to tell us if you voted for the president and who you voted for, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or maybe another candidate, you can let us know. Up until this point, we've either by the internet or by phone, we've had 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. We've had 30 people chime in, and every one of them has voted for Trump so far since we started that when the show came on here at 2 o'clock. By the way, tomorrow night, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, my show will start at midnight, not tomorrow night. But my show will start at midnight, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, after the election, and we'll be on from midnight to 6. Now, we're going to be doing cut-ins here on AM 930, FM 93.7, AM 860, FM 93.7. That's the Sarasota and Tampa stations. We're going to be doing cut-ins from 7 o'clock, bottom of the hour, top of the hour. And I'm not sure if we'll be doing it on all the stations, including Faith Talk or not. I'll find out about that today and let you know. Meantime, tune in to Bill Bunkley this afternoon. He'll tell you. And I'll be back. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by the law firm Farrah & Farrah. Since 1979, they've won over $1 billion for their clients, and Farrah & Farrah is proud to have military veterans on its team of over 60 injury law experts. Now, Farrah & Farrah is dedicated to treating all clients with the dignity and respect they deserve, and the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah specialize in handling car and truck accidents, workplace injuries, slips and falls, and medical malpractice. Now, Farrah & Farrah's injury law experts are available 24/7. You can go to the website farrahandfarrah.com, or you can give them a call 24/7. 877-245-6707, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You ready for tomato?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get up there probably not long after I get off the phone with you here and on the show. I'm probably going to head over and vote, opening up around 6 a.m. So
now, my question is, and I got to ask this, you know about the fact that they're boarding up storefronts in New York and D.C. and God knows wherever else, right?
Yeah, you got to prepare for animals, I guess. I mean, it's...
Well, you have to prepare for the radical Marxist, communists, whatever you want to call them, progressive Democrat supporters, and what they're going to do when they get beat at the polls, they're going to go ballistic.
Yeah, you know, we need to start selling signs where, you know, looters will be shot
We get it. Yep.
Yeah, I think that would work really, really well.
Yep.
Sit out front of your store with a nice shotgun, a few people there. So, loot my store and see what happens.
Yep. Two people did that in the state of Florida when we had those problems once before. One was Jeb Bush. The other one was Rick Scott.
Enough is enough. I mean, you got to put the cops out there. You don't go destroying other people's property. Another one was out in Portland again. I think it was over the weekend or Friday, maybe. People going into destroying people's businesses and stores. It's awful. It is, and they're just unfortunate in states where they make it difficult for people to protect themselves. I have no problem at all. It's your livelihood. You're feeding your family with this place of business. Nobody has the right to destroy it.
There's three things that have transpired in the past 72 hours that directly affect this election. Number one, the U.S. right now is on the absolute verge at any moment of a COVID vaccine. Now, we've been told the COVID vaccine is going to go to the seniors first. That is dramatic all by itself, right?
Well, yeah, the fact that it's the vaccine, they feel that it's going to be safe for seniors is kind of interesting in of itself. From the get-go, that should have been the plan, and some of the epidemiologists that I listen to, not the Faucis of the world, guy's an idiot, we should have gone out and we should have protected senior citizens. The uptick that you're seeing in Europe right now in regards to the deaths there, they're all senior citizens. I was reading over half the death toll in France. This was all in assisted living facilities. How have they not lock them down in the sense of protecting the senior citizens there or doing more to protect them? We know who's at risk with this.
You're right.
Obviously, obesity is another issue here in this country, and that's a problem also. Diabetes. We know people who are at risk, and you know who should be paying a little bit closer attention to this. The reality is, you're not stopping respiratory disease. It's not going to happen. You got to do is you got to protect people that are at risk. Actually, even the New York Times had an article talking about how much better severe COVID patients are handling the disease now and how it's being handled in the hospitals. So all of that's good news.
Now, the other thing is, we know that Larry Kudlow came out and said there's an across-the-board boom underway in U.S. His words, not mine. Is that true?
As far as the economy, you saw the GDP number.
Oh, did I?
It's a great number, and I'm glad to see it. Many areas of the country. I was just glad to see. I came back from some of my kids' games, threw on the television Saturday afternoon. Miserable weather here this weekend. Football. I'm watching some of the football games in the South, and there's a lot of people there at the stadiums. That's great to see. You don't understand the backstory there. The people working in the state, the people selling hot dogs and sodas and all that stuff that goes along with that. We need that to continue. The shutdowns just do not work. The quicker we open up the country, the better off we're going to be.
Well, if the weather's miserable where you are, there's lake effect snow up north of you.
just rainy, cold, and wet.
Yeah, but to the North Country, it's a little different story. Now, Stephen Moore also chimed in and said the third quarter GDP has made this election a game changer.
I disagree with him. I don't think a lot of people were paying attention to the GDP number. I don't think that it's really going to, as much as it's almost like the Hunter Biden thing. I think that if that had played out earlier, if the FBI actually wasn't corrupt, and had done their job from the beginning, that might have made a difference. I think people saw the GDP number and were, wow, that's great, that's good. But unless the GDP number, if you're out of a job and you can't get back to work, you look at the GDP number and say, that's nice, but how does it affect me? So I don't know necessarily if it's going to affect the way people vote.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. Well, Chris, I'll tell you what, after having gone through a Trump rally last week in Tampa and after watching what's been going on, and last night in Miami at 1 o'clock in the morning, where they had a rally, and thousands of people were there, the electricity is shocking. I cannot say that I've seen anything like this ever from a candidate anywhere along the line. This is even more so than what we saw in 2016, and that was great. This is better.
Yeah, I mean, even some of the left-wing pollsters, seeing what's going on in Pennsylvania, the amount of people at the rallies. You know, there's probably a lot of people out there that just sat by and watched this entire year and watched what took place and were just disgusted by the left and the manipulation, whether it be the Black Lives Matter, whether it be, you know, all the destruction that took place, the riots. I mean, just how bad it was. Just maybe ticked off at how the media handled all of these scandals with the president that weren't scandals. And you know, might have said, you know what, this is wrong. This is messed up. This is not right. So, you know, there might be, like I said, we don't know. We don't know. It might be a lot more people coming out of the woodwork and deciding to vote.
Well, you're right, and I believe that's going to happen, because even at the rally I was at, there were people there. So one guy told me he had not voted in 10 years, and he was going to vote, and his wife was going to vote with him, because both of them had kind of gone abstaining from votes because they gave up when Obama showed up.
Well, listen, we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope you're right. I hope that's the case. Obviously, you know, obviously your state down there, state of Florida, that's an important state, and Trump seems to be doing very, very well there. I think a lot is riding on Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a lot. It's what's going to happen in Pennsylvania is very important.
Yep, gotten very close in Pennsylvania, and I got a map out there that I put out on my webpage as well as in my chat room that shows the possibility of President Trump getting over 300 electoral votes and Biden getting 216 max.
Yeah, listen, do I think it's possible? I do. I mean, again, I even states like Michigan, I don't, for the life of me, you know, after having that Governor Whitmer and the shutdowns are there, I have to imagine that many, many people are just sick and tired.
There is a shock coming in Michigan, and Minnesota yesterday went over to the Trump side by a couple of points. The latest poll there showed up Trump advantage plus two. But
if Biden can't win Minnesota, which is about as you know, that you got Minnesota, New York, New Jersey, and California, and Massachusetts, as far as left-wing states, it's going to be hard for him to win. I mean, Minnesota is a blue state.
Yep. And California, just for your information, I got a friend of mine running out there, retired Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson. He is running for Congress, and four of the six Republican seats that got flipped to Democrat last time around are currently very solidly in the red column as far as advantage of Republicans, as far as the polling numbers. They're up by anywhere from 3 to 7 points.
That's great news. I mean, we're going to see what's going to happen. Man, that would be cherry on top if you can get Pelosi out.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see what happens, because it looks like as if there's 23 seats in play right now, and I don't know if that's enough to do it, but it might be. All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Election Day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Go there. Check out all the different things he does. Kathy, take us to break. Frank Silvato coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.